Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So why do I say the garage is not the best place for a dog or a cat? It's because there's so much stuff in there beside antifreeze. So antifreeze, I'll start there. Just a teaspoon worth, not even, can kill a cat or a small dog. Just a couple of licks will kill, really. And a teaspoon or a tablespoon worth might kill a larger dog. So at least it will make those animals sick, really sick. And there's much more in a garage that our pets should and need to stay away from, and in the house too. So what are these items that are truly dangerous for our pets? We'll talk to an expert on that topic. Dr. Heather Lenzer of the American Animal Hospital Association will be here. Now, if you're going on vacation, you may, or just not even on vacation, some people take their dogs to doggy daycare, right? On a daily basis or a couple times a week or once a week. What is the danger to that? Well, I'm worried about the dog flu. And people may say, well, the dog flu is not in my community. Well, that's what they said in New York City on a Monday. And then by Tuesday, it was everywhere. I mean, that's pretty much how quickly it can spread. And I'll talk about that. Listen, I still want you to go to doggy daycare, and I still want you to go on vacation and board your dog, but there is at least one precaution you should take, and I will tell you about that. And in New York City, by the way, they are doing something so exciting. They're building a facility. It's called Pal's Place, or it will be called that. And it is a facility for victims of domestic violence, all victims. So I'm talking about the kids. And I'm talking about the pets. And when there is domestic violence, usually the perpetrator begins by, quote, practicing on pets. You've heard that, but it really is true. They also use pets as a pawn. If you don't do this, I will kill the cat. And sometimes they do. So how do people get out of that situation? And that's difficult enough as it is, but if they have nowhere to go where they can take their pets with them, data demonstrates they may not go or may go later, and lives may be lost, literally. Human lives, I'm talking, as well as animal lives. So that's why this model that New York will begin is so important. We'll talk with Chief Veterinary Officer at Purina, Dr. Kurt Venator, about what's happening in New York City and how this will be, I believe, a game changer. Most of all, we're here for you. I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. So if your cat is thinking outside the litter box or your dog is just barking too darn much, what do? You call me and I will help you. Laura, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi. Good. I have a question regarding our two female cats that we have.
I might have an answer.
Okay. One is 11 years old. The other one's 19 years old.
Mm.
The 19-year-old eats canned food.
Okay.
The 11-year-old eats dry food.
Okay.
Both cats are completely constipated. And I'm looking for a solution to help with that issue.
Hmm. What has your veterinarian said?
He suggested to give them, I can't think of what this stuff is called. It's a like a syrup.
Uh-huh. Lactulose?
Yeah, lactulose. That's what it is. And both cats, when I give it to them, tend to vomit. So I just stay away from it because that's just another mess to clean up.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I would, first of all, how much water do these cats drink?
I can't say for sure exactly how much they drink, but we do have two of the water fountains, those drink well fountains.
And they did the cats use them?
Yes, they love them.
You know
and
what's...
Two extra bowls out in the house, too.
Okay, you're doing everything right. And this is crazy. I mean, you have two cats. What's in your water there, Laura? Because you have two cats. Because, well, really, I mean, you have two cats that are on completely different diets.
Mm-hmm.
This should not happen. And if they're really drinking, then that should help some. There are options aside from lactulose. And what I would do is I would contact your veterinarian. Ask about Vaseline, incidentally.
Okay.
And ask him about another option that the cats maybe can handle, because we really do need to get them regular. It's uncomfortable for them. Now, I wonder if the other side of it has anything to do with it, the other side of it being the litter box.
Yeah.
So is there more than one litter box?
Yes, there's two.
Okay, because sometimes, and this happens in dogs more than cats, but if they don't like their options and don't like the substrate, now usually cats will just go somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And dogs sometimes will just hold it and hold it and hold it, and we get those calls all the time. For cats, that's unusual, but I wonder if that's what somehow is going on with your cat. So make sure that those places are squeaky clean, and you might add another litter box. But the truth is, well, that won't do any harm. I'm not sure it'll help your problem. So you do need to call your veterinarian back. Also, for your younger cat, see if you could try to offer some tuna or salmon juice, maybe some low-fat chicken bouillon, and see if that helps. But again, talk to your veterinarian, because what you really need is an option to lactulose. Okay?
Okay.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Go to Facebook. Like me. I hope you like me. On Facebook, we have a fan page, and it's easy enough to find. Just type in my name, Steve Dale. The dog flu, is it a big deal, or is it not really a big deal? I'll talk about that next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. And then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If your number one best friend keeps leaving you, number two presents, we can help. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
One of the questions I get asked most often is, well, it's just the flu. It's no big deal. Yeah, the dog isn't feeling well for a few days, and then the dog gets better. No, it's not quite that simple. So here's how the dog flu works. First of all, unless the pet is vaccinated, any dog, except those vaccinated or dogs who have just gotten over the flu, have no immunity whatsoever because this is a novel virus. It's called H3N2. That's first off. But moreover, if a dog is exposed, then that dog is spreading flu to other dogs before symptoms even occur. And that's not very good for the community unless, again, that doesn't happen if the dog is vaccinated. And what people think, okay, the dog won't feel well for a couple of days, no big deal. Well, often that couple of days is typically, in fact, it's several weeks. It's 2 to 3 weeks. And it impacts you too. Because first of all, where does your dog sleep? Most people share their bedroom, if not their bed, with their dog or dogs. So if you have a dog that's coughing all night long, and there are no real cough suppressants for dogs, there are no cough drops for dogs, that dog's going to keep you awake. So it's also the quality of life, not only for you, but also, of course, for your dog. Then there's that 2 to 5%. 2 to 5% of dogs don't make it. The flu can be that bad. At least the H3N2 virus can be that bad. And you're saying, well, all right, 2 to 5%, you're right, that's a low percent, no question about it. What if it's your dog? Does it matter that it's a low percent? And the percent is much higher of dogs that require supportive care and they need to be hospitalized. So, yes, most dogs in a couple of weeks, not a couple of days, do get over the flu on their own. And a percent of dogs, and we don't know what that percent is. I am guessing 8, 10% of dogs do require hospitalization. Well, that's going to cost you. And, of course, if the dog is hospitalized, that means the dog is really sick. And no one wants to see their dog really sick. And a percent of those dogs just won't make it. Now, all of that is avoided if you vaccinate. And some dogs, vaccinated dogs, do have mild symptoms. But they don't get that sick where they require hospitalization, and they don't get that sick where they're going to succumb to the flu. And unlike the human flu, which generally impacts senior citizens or people with other illnesses more, and they are more susceptible to succumbing, actually dying of the flu, with the dog flu, it's hit and miss. Sometimes it is older dogs. Sometimes it is older dogs with other illnesses, but sometimes it's seemingly healthy young dogs that end up dying of the flu. Again, all of that avoided with the vaccination. And there's a vaccination available that's magic. Because, see, here's what I mean. With people, there are several strains, lots of strains of flu, and every year the CDC, before the season begins, takes a best guess at what they should protect against, which strains are going to impact people that given year. With dogs, there's no guessing. It's only two strains. And there's one vaccine, it's called a bivalent vaccine, but there's one vaccine that covers both of those strains, H3N2 and H3N8, which might, depending on where you live, probably be the best choice for you. In New York City, no one expected the dog flu to come there necessarily, although it makes sense that it would. And then once it got there, well, because people are so close together and their dogs are in New York City, it spread like crazy. So you don't know when it's going to come or where it's going to come, but it might. And your best prevention, in fact, really the only prevention, especially if you board your dogs in boarding facilities, like if you go on vacation, or you just board your dog, or your dog goes to doggy daycare and is exposed to so many other dogs, the best thing to do, vaccinate. Coming up next, the conversation, that really important conversation, a way in which Purina is working with the officials of New York City, and they're working together with an organization in New York City that understands that domestic abuse isn't only about the abuse of humans, it's about the abuse of animals as well. And people often won't leave that abused situation unless they have somewhere to take their animals, and now there will be somewhere to take those animals.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
They are doing the coolest thing in New York City that'll save human and animal lives. The Urban Resource Institute, the City of New York, and Purina, and some others, have all gotten together and said, we are going to do the right thing regarding domestic violence for all victims, including the, quote, silent victims. Dr. Kurt Fenader, Chief Veterinary Officer at Purina. I hope I've set that up right, basically, as to what is going to happen in New York, and hopefully it will be a model for other cities around the country. Can you explain?
Yes, Steve. First, thanks very much for having me. Second, you are exactly correct. At Purina, we truly believe that when pets and people bond, life becomes richer. And we've been privileged to work with Nat Fields and his team at URI since 2013. And we wanted to get involved because we learned of two very important statistics that really touched our hearts. And we knew we had to make a difference with URI. The first statistic is that 48% of domestic violence victims will not leave an abusive relationship out of fear of what may happen to their pet.
Yeah.
And we know that approximately 70% of victims report that their abuser has either threatened, injured, or killed their pet. These numbers are staggering. And once we heard that, we knew we needed to align resources with URI. They're experts in domestic violence. We are experts in pets. And so by coming together, we can help at this important time of transition really bring love, tenderness, and hope to these pets and these families.
The URI you refer to is this organization, Urban Resource Institute, based in New York City, and they already allow pets at many of their facilities in individual rooms. But this will be an entire, which in itself is huge. Most cities don't have that. But now what they're talking about is building an entire large building. And in that building, it'll be completely pet-friendly.
Steve, that's exactly correct. Unfortunately, only 3% of domestic violence shelters in the country are pet-friendly. And URI has been at the forefront of bringing this co-living model to life. They now are up to 4 shelters. And now, with this announcement of PALS Place, People and Animals Living Safely Place, which is going to be opening in this fall, in October. This is truly groundbreaking. This will be the first of its kind domestic violence shelter built from the ground up with both pets and people in mind.
And was I exaggerating when I said saving human lives and saving animal lives?
Not at all. I think it's important to recognize that these victims are fleeing terrible situations, often in the middle of the night with just the shirt on their back. And up until now, having a pet has stopped many of them from the opportunity to find a safe haven. And so by creating this model, we're basically removing this obstacle of pets and allowing both people and pets to escape domestic violence and heal together in a safe environment.
And we also know that if someone is abused in the household, well, it's more than someone. If there's kids in the household, probably they're being abused. But moreover, the animal, and in many cases, the animal was the first to have suffered abuse.
Yes, there's most definitely, unfortunately, a link between abuse when it comes to both pets and people. And so part of this partnership is to help URI think about, through the pet's lens, how can we help them recover at this important time?
But it's more than just about saving. It is about saving the animals and saving people. But it's more, because now they're kept together as a family. And you and I have talked on the radio many times, and I've talked about this on the air very, very, very often, about how pets are good for us. So now you've got not only the family staying together, and that stability must matter in this instance, but moreover, you have a built-in therapist of sorts in the animal.
Steve, that's exactly correct. We know pets can have such a profound influence on our lives, and the reciprocal is true, and us on their lives. We know that pets can help with our emotional well-being as well as our physical well-being. Pets can help reduce stress levels, decrease blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, reduce loneliness, all of these wonderful things. And in turn, we know we can have a profound influence on their emotional and physical health. And so we are excited about PALS Place because it's the first of its kind in the nation, built from the ground up. And we've worked with URI to tap into the knowledge of Purina animal behaviorists so that the facility is designed and constructed through not only the lens of people, but also the lens of pets.
Perfect. Well, we're going to follow this story and we'll talk more about it because I think it's hugely important. Dr. Kurt Venator of Purina, thank you.
Thank you.
Back to you. Your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Here they are, the phone numbers, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Kathy in California, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you. How's everything? How's the family?
Oh, pretty good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about some microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a program about, I think it was the same day that you were talking about feral cats.
It could be.
And how to take care of them and microchipping. And I am a big, big fan of microchipping.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's not only microchipping, a couple different things. So, yes, absolutely, microchip for identification of your pet. Your pet is lost. Your pet can't say, my name is Frankie. Yeah, here's my address. You know, they can't do that. Now, dogs wear tags, you know, that they have, but oftentimes they fall off. And generally, though we could and probably should, we don't put tags on our cats. And, you know, it's, oh, my pet's never going to get out. Well, maybe you are right, especially if you live on the 100th floor of a high rise. No, the dog isn't going to walk down the hall, press the elevator button, go down to the first floor, go past the lobby, past the doorman, and outside the door. Probably that's not going to happen. However, for most people that live in homes, pets get out statistically, the data shows, far more often than we may think. So microchipping can be and often is a lifesaver, but it's not only about microchipping, it's about then registering with the microchip company, right? So if you don't register with that microchip, it's like you having a cell phone without a phone number, you know? So you scan, there's these universal scanners now. What they do is they scan for a chip. If the chip is there, it reads a chip number and offers the name of a company that then can be looked up online. But if that person didn't register with the company, it just shows the chip number. There's no name or address or email address or phone number that corresponds. So without that information, you might as well not even have a microchip. Now, I will say that so many more pets during an emergency, and we just saw this with the hurricane in Texas and Louisiana, that some of those animals were not microchipped, many of them, actually, and many of their owners happily were able to reunite, but many weren't. And that never would have happened if these pets were microchipped. So it can be a lifesaver.
That's true. They could have been reunited.
Yeah.
You know, but also, when you talk about registering with the registering your chip, my understanding is that whoever chips them, they're responsible for registering you.
Well, yes and no. So if the registration happens at an animal shelter, it's registered to XYZ Animal Shelter in whatever city it is. But if my name is Steve Dale and I'm adopting the animal, yes, the animal shelter can be contacted. And sometimes they actually will figure out, oh, this dog was adopted by this person. But this person, Steve Dale, may have moved to three different cities, may have changed his phone number and his email address, still may be really difficult to track down. And it's the same for pets that are microchipped at veterinary clinics. Now, not all clinics, I wish they all did, because it's just the press of a button, you know, on the computer, and then people right there at the vet clinic, and many vet clinics do this. So before you leave the office, your pet is microchipped at the veterinary office. Before you leave that pet that is now microchipped at the clinic, you register right there. And it takes 2 minutes. It takes like no time. But some clinics don't do that. And that leaves a pet potentially unregistered unless the pet owner does it when the pet owner gets home. So you are right. It's helpful. But it's not the perfect solution. And still, even if it is registered to me, what if I just moved to Houston, right? And my information isn't there.
Because you should notify them and let them know that you've relocated.
Totally, you are right. Yeah, I agree. But people forget. They don't, you know. So we barely forget remember to call the post office these days when we move, you know. So, but you're right. People should. And you just provided an important public service by reminding me to remind people. So you've just done that. And I appreciate that. Thank you. And I agree with you very much about microchipping, not only dogs, but cats. People don't think their cat's going to get out. I've been talking about that for years. So I totally agree and appreciate your call. You should co-host the show with me sometime.
I'm sorry, what?
You should co-host the show with me at some point, because you're right. You could stand on that soapbox better than I can. So thank you very much for the call. Next time you have a thought, call me, 866-554-PETS. Really, I agree with everything you just said. Coming up next, our email question of the week. It's the kind of question I get asked more often than any other question. It's about cats who are thinking outside the box. And this cat is thinking, this 28-pound cat is thinking way outside the box. I will answer your question. And incidentally, you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net, anytime you want. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
We were supposed to have Berute Geldikas on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she got preoccupied climbing a tree or something. She is the primary orangutan researcher in the world. We know pretty much everything we know about orangutans because of her. So let me go back several decades. Perhaps you heard of Dr. Louis Leakey, famous guy in the 50s and the 60s. And he said, you know what? We need to better understand great apes. And he is the one that found Jane Goodall, Dr. Jane Goodall, to study chimpanzees. And you've seen all those National Geographic specials, right? Who chose Diane Fossey of Gorillas in the Mist fame, and also Dr. Geldikas. Diane Fossey studied gorillas. Dr. Geldikas studied orangutans. It's the great ape people least talk about, and they're the great ape that is the most endangered. So I look forward to this conversation with Dr. Geldikas. We'll also learn about what to do if your cat is scratching in all the wrong places.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolotter.
The tick population is growing, and we need to protect our pets, according to veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden.
And let's face it, you know, you can walk down a trail and stay on the trail, but your dog's going to jump off into the foliage and get these ticks. And so we have to protect them.
That's right. There's lots of great smells in those areas, and our dogs like to get off the beaten path. So make sure to speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate flea and tick preventive. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, recently my 10-year-old, 28-pound cat looked right at me and then urinated in the bathroom sink. I saw her do this one other time. The cat also licks her belly constantly and was previously diagnosed with obsessive compulsive behavior. Trips to the veterinarian are horribly traumatic for this cat. I'd hate to have her go through that again. It's a lot to deal with here. So what's going on with this cat? So my guess, and it's a guess, that a cat that large and who's 10 years old has a medical issue going on. And, well, indeed your veterinarian could be right about obsessive-compulsive behavior, that licking. My guess is that it could also be related to pain or discomfort. So lots of things all at once here, but we start with a veterinary visit. And I know how difficult that can be. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to contact your veterinarian and tell your veterinarian how difficult it is to get your cat in the carrier. And hopefully your veterinarian will say, all right, we don't need to see your cat tomorrow. Let's take a week and let's do this. Let's, first of all, leave out the carrier all the time, like it's a piece of furniture. Spray it with Feel Away. And that is a copy of a pheromone that helps cats feel more comfortable. And then drop food in there periodically or treats in there. Now, the cat's already a bit overweight, perhaps, so I don't want to add to that cat's daily food intake. I am just saying some treats instead of the, you know, so if you feed your cat kibble, for example, 5 treats and take away 10 pieces of kibble or something, you know. So it's still the right balance. We don't want a cat that's even more overweight, but we need to get this cat to the veterinarian. I mean, it could be diabetes going on. It could be kidney disease. I don't know. And it could be neither. I hope it is. I hope there is nothing medical going on here. But I don't know. And it could be that your cat's also in pain. Now, the good news is your cat can jump up on the kitchen sink, so your cat is mobile enough to do that. But your cat's trying to tell you something here. So I first suggest that something medical really could be going on. So is there a food allergy going on as well, or something else that might explain that constant licking? I don't know. That's a possibility, I suppose. What you should also do is enrich your cat's environment. So cats that do have obsessive-compulsive behaviors, if that's really what's going on, often don't live in an environment that is enriched enough. Now, I want to give you a website. It's fearfreehappyhomes.com. Fearfreehappyhomes.com. I'm telling you this website will have information about enriching your cat's environment and also how to get your cat into a carrier without it being a battle between you and the cat. And I gave you some tips earlier. Now, it could well be that your veterinarian will say, yeah, sure, use Feel Away, leave out the carrier. All good recommendations. But there's one more thing. I always hesitate to give drug names on the air, but gabapentin is something I want you to ask your veterinarian about, because what this will do is relax your cat enough, hopefully, for that veterinary visit. And ramping up the dosage very slowly, it won't give your cat a different personality. If the dosage is right, it's a safe drug to use. I'm not recommending it. But what I am recommending is that you speak to your veterinarian about that possibility. Something is going on with your cat. I'm glad you wrote me. But the next step, and the only step, in my opinion, you need to see your veterinarian. You can email your questions to me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, this may surprise you. There are products in your house that are fine for us, but not so fine for our pets. What are those? Dr. Heather Lenzer explains next.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution.
Hey, Pierre, sorry, ran out on you for a second there.
Inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission
kit. Yes, sir.
Again, for your free author submission kit, call
800-557-6095. I'm here. Can you hear me?
That's 800-557-6095. Your road to
fame
and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing.
Pierre, can you hear me?
800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Oh, the commercials. I can't tell how loud they are for you. Hang on a second. They mess with the boards for the other shows. Give me a second.
Huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40
all
pills
right.
for
do you have a number
just
for?
$99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations.
Where would
you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy.
No, not really. The headset broke in here, so I'm trying to figure out how to work that without getting too much of you back in, or too much of an echo coming back to you. But other than that, nothing too exciting.
That's 800-217-5107.
My headphones in here if your credit card bills have working, I guess. So I'm trying to figure out how to work this without if you're making the minimum payments,
but your balance
through.
Is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on
are
your
not
credit
hearing me
cards
or
are
not,
so high, it could take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts in the one lower payment.
I can't turn it down much more on my end
and
without
get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Heather Lenzer is the senior veterinary officer at the American Animal Hospital Association, but also an emergency veterinarian. You see pets every single day who come in who have eaten things that, my gosh, they shouldn't have eaten. I want to talk about peanut butter, and that's really an interesting one for me because I continue to write in my newspaper columns. I talk about it right here on the radio to keep your dog occupied for kind of occupational therapy. Stuff some low-fat, low-salt peanut butter into the toys that you can do that with. That's a good idea, right? Except now I must say, make sure that peanut butter doesn't have xylitol.
Exactly. So the sugar substitute xylitol, which is spelled XY, everybody think it has a Z in it, but it's an X and a Y, it can cause liver failure and very, very low blood sugar in dogs. And it can be kind of tricky to treat. So do make sure that you're not accidentally using sugar-free xylitol-containing peanut butter. I don't want to have to treat it because it's expensive and time-consuming, and your dog will be away from you for a couple of days.
Not all peanut butters contain xylitol, but some do. Now, people know about chocolate, but not everybody knows about everything. So I want to talk about that. And actually, so... Because of all the media about chocolate being dangerous to pets, I suspect you have someone who comes in every once in a while. My dog, who's 80 pounds, ate one M&M off the floor.
Yes.
So at what point do we have to worry about it?
So chocolate is dose dependent. So the bigger the dog, the more chocolate they have to consume to be sick. But it's not just the chocolate itself. It's the quality of the chocolate. So Halloween, everybody gives out kind of low quality chocolate to the neighborhood kids,
cheap
right?
Cheap stuff.
Exactly. And so I don't actually see a lot of chocolate toxicity over Halloween. I do see it Christmas and Valentine's Day because that's when we're giving the high quality stuff. And the reason that the quality matters is the darker it is and the more bitter it is and the more cacao that's in it actually is what contains the compounds theobromine, which can cause heart arrhythmias, heart palpitations, seizures, and death. So the smaller the dog and the richer the chocolate, the more worried I get.
Yeah, there should be a graph that people like you present at conferences.
They're online. No, there's chocolate
really?
Toxicity graphs. Yeah, yeah, there are. So you can even just Google chocolate calculators because that's what a lot of toxicologists will use to make to kind of compare the content of the chocolate, the cacao, the theobromine, mm-hmm. with the weight of the dog.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what I've learned from you, what is not dose-dependent are raisins.
Raisins and grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably about 10, 15 years ago, we started finding dogs that were going into kidney failure, and we didn't know why. The only thing that was sort of all linked them together was that they had eaten raisins or grapes. But what we couldn't figure out is what the toxic dose was. So unlike chocolate, small dog, large amount, causes problems.
And darker chocolate, more of a problem with
exactly.
the theobromine.
Right. We don't actually know if it's the kind of raisins, if it's the kind of grapes, if it's the pesticides or the chemicals where the grapes were grown, if it was something to do with the drying process. But we really don't know if if a large dog eats one grape, they could actually have a problem.
That's crazy.
So treating these things is actually really tricky because I can make an animal vomit and I think I've gotten all the raisins or grapes out, but I can't see because they don't show up on x-rays and later they can go into kidney failure. So a lot of emergency and critical care veterinarians will cause vomiting, make sure they vomit up as much as they can, but they'll keep them on IV fluids for a couple of days to protect their kidneys.
So how about garlic? So you read all these sorts of things online.
No,
garlic is good for pets.
Probably a minute or so away from giving her a call
maybe
here.
Maybe not. It can cause some blood cell abnormalities. So I like to avoid garlic and even onions as well. Even to the point if people ever feed like baby food to tempt older cats to eat, you want to make sure that that just contains meat only and doesn't have garlic salt or onion salt in it. It's better safe than sorry.
Are cats more susceptible to garlic?
To onions,
yeah.
They definitely
onions,
are.
Yes,
they are. They are. So just go for straight meat for these guys.
All right. Dr. Heather Lenzer, always good information. You might have just saved some lives. I mean,
hope
really,
so.
Really.
I hope so. Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Thank you so much. Go to Facebook. Like me. I hope you like me on Facebook. We have a fan page. And it's easy enough to find. Just type in my name, Steve Dale. Next week on the show, something we've never done before. We're talking about orangutans. They are the most endangered species of great ape on the planet. And we will speak with the person on the planet who arguably knows more about orangutans than anyone else.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Oh, Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up
for free. No, Pierre, I just called her and I got a voicemail, so I left a message and I'm going to call her back here, see if I can get her.
Car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car.
Do you want me to call
Dr.
Ed? I can't remember his name. I didn't write that down. But do you want me to call him and try and get him on the first? Oh, wait. Somebody's calling me. I bet.